Protect people, protect bats, and avoid rabies. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Bats are beneficial, but often misunderstood wildlife. A film called Protect People, Protect Bats, Avoid Rabies has been funded through a grant from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's White Nose Syndrome Small Grants Program, promoting a One Health message by explaining the connection between human health, bat health, and the environment, and how best to avoid a rabies exposure. Fish and Game official Roger Phillips.
This is the time of year when people start finding bats or migrating right now, and sometimes they pop up in strange places, and you know, sometimes that's around people's homes, so they might encounter bats. And so that's just an opportunity for people to learn a little bit about the do's and don'ts of being around bats. And they can have rabies, but most don't, and they are a beneficial animal. So that's just kind of a little public education for folks to learn more about bats at a time of year when people are paying more attention to bats than normal.
Roger recommends that you never handle a bat with bare hands, and if you've had any type of direct contact with a bat, particularly if you've been bitten or scratched, or you find a bat in the same room with a person who might be unaware that a bite or direct contact had occurred, contact your health care provider or local public district for a risk assessment. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks.